JFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
We are making a commercial for Dunder Mifflin today. It's not too shabby.
Best ad ever? Give me a break. Give me a break. Break me off a piece of that. I am totally blanking. What is the thing?
Break. Nobody tell him.
What? No, why?
You got it. You're so close.
Break me off a piece of that. Bread. Applesauce.
Break me off a piece of that applesauce. I don't think that.
Piece of that Chrysler car.
Nope.
Football cream.
Okay. It's football cream. It's football cream. All right, so. Anybody
the Don and Mike Show. Bobby Trice.
Right, right.
Never a chore. The Don and Mike Show.
Get back to work, you morons!
All right, it's time for a little game.
All right, I'm excited about this.
We've had a lot of talk in recent weeks about who might be considered a supermodel, who might not be considered a supermodel.
Right.
We're running incredibly late, and this incredibly hot woman has literally maybe 4 seconds for us.
Okay.
4 minutes, I'm sorry. She's going to pick football games if we have time.
Mm-hmm.
She's not really a football fan.
All right.
Robbie, beyond the fact that she's an international, I don't want to say she's internationally known.
Okay.
Very famous in America. And
she's been discussed on the show this week.
In the past few weeks.
Okay.
Okay. Why don't you just give it away? Now, is she disguising her voice?
I told her to.
Hello?
Hello?
Mike, you may ask yes or no questions of the supermodel.
My first question for the supermodel would be, are you a mommy?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Buzz, your turn.
Have we seen you in Victoria's Secret? The catalog.
No.
Ooh, Mike, okay. As we go to Mike now.
Supermodel, are you... are you from this country?
Yes. Mm.
Buzz Girdley.
Are you blonde?
No.
Mike O'Mara.
I'd like to hazard a guess.
If you would like to pull all the cards, go ahead.
Is it, well, it's a dirty blonde, I think, so it's not blonde, blonde. Mm. Is this Christie Brinkley?
Is, in fact, it's a long timpani. She's a lot of woman, Mike. Is this Christie Brinkley?
No.
Oh, Buzz.
Damn it.
Is this Tyra Banks?
No.
Let's put 60 seconds on the clock.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. She's only got
supermodel 4. Supermodel only has 4 minutes. Mike, yes or no questions again for the supermodel, please.
Supermodel, have you... had your own television show?
Yes.
Buzz.
Is that television show still running?
No.
Mike.
I'm going to guess again.
Okay, hold on. Mike O'Mara with another guess.
Is this Cindy Crawford?
No.
Oh, not Cindy Crawford. Buzz.
Is this Carol Alt?
No,
it's not Carol Alt. We're almost. Now, does Joe know who it is?
Joe does not.
Joe does not. Mm. Joe, do you have a guess?
Is this Janice Dickerson?
Is this Janice Dickerson?
Who's Janice Dickerson?
I don't know.
She's the first supermodel.
I guess
the first. Is this Janice Dickerson?
No.
Let's turn all the cards over,
please.
Who is our supermodel, Donnie?
Mike, Buzz,
yes.
Everyone, please say hello to Beth Ann McBride.
Oh, my God.
How are you, BA?
I'm good.
Hey, Beth Ann. Wow. Oh, my.
Bad.
Hi, BA.
I had a public access TV show like a long time ago.
Yeah. So you were being honest, and we know you're a good Christian, so you're not going to lie.
She won't lie.
Right. Oh, my golly God.
I know.
Just thought it might tickle your fancy,
oh,
Mike.
Oh, wow. Hi, BA. How are you? Wonderful.
How the
good.
Hell? BA, how are your corduroys?
They're good. but they fell apart. I had to get rid of them.
No. So do you have new ones? Did you get replacement cords?
I'm into jeans. I'm into denim now.
Oh, you're making progress.
Nice.
Yeah.
Fashion-wise, you're making progress.
I think.
Bethann, you realize we don't have a producer right now.
I know, I heard.
Yeah. Isn't that something?
Isn't that a curious curiosity?
It sure is.
I was surprised, but you know.
Who do you like this weekend, Bethann? Green Bay or Denver?
Green Bay.
All right, how about the Redskins in New England?
Now that Mark Brunell's not playing, the Redskins.
Colts and the Panthers?
I love Peyton Manning, so the Colts.
How's your old tomato? Are you getting any?
Yeah, how's your love life, BA?
The same.
Non-existent?
Right.
Are you even trying?
No.
Are you still into mirrors?
Yep.
Really?
Mm. Yeah. We miss you, BA.
And your daughter's doing well?
She is.
Wonderful.
And I got boobs. Bye.
Oh, wait. Is she gone?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. What a tease. No.
Yes, we do.
No, we don't need her back.
All right. Are we calling her back?
Yeah.
Well, you kind of
have to.
She
got boobs.
Looked like she didn't have them already.
She got boobs.
Exactly, Buzz.
Mm-hmm.
She got boobs.
Last person I would think.
Hello?
You got boobs?
Did you really get?
Yeah. Do you remember when you called and you said I needed some type of facilitator or something like that?
Wow, Bethann, outstanding. How are they?
Well, they're big. It'll be 3 months this Thursday, November 1st.
Oh, I am so delighted.
I hate to be jaded, Bethann, but was it like a trade deal or some sort of promotion with your station?
Stop it, Rob.
No.
You really paid for them?
No, I paid for them.
Atta girl.
Yeah, thank you. It was a lot of pain. I had them under the muscle. You can have them on top of the muscle
right.
Or under. So I had them under, and it was painful. And
well, after all the pain, how do you like them?
I like them. I'm the only one enjoying them.
Well, if you like them, that's good.
Aren't you why don't you take the twins out and let them get a lay of the land?
And you don't wear a bra.
You don't
wear a bra anymore.
Wow.
You don't have to. Well, they tell you not to.
What happened to that girl who was one step away from being a nun when she was on
our show? The sweet, innocent Bethann McBride. Now she's got cans.
Yeah, sleeping on her back.
Whoa.
I know. I hate that. I used to sleep. I got to sleep on the couch. I've been sleeping on the couch since I had them because I can't sleep in the bed because I'm on my back.
Oh, my God. Well, I think that's just – that tells me a lot, and that's a wonderful development.
You must send us a snapshot.
Well, I paid $6,000 for a price, I might.
Oh, wow.
Drop in.
I bet you can get that public access show back.
How big are they? May I ask?
Yeah, they're a hefty C.
A hefty C.
And where were they before?
They were probably an OKB.
That's Rob that asked that question.
I know.
Rob Burbank.
Rob Burbank.
All right, well, BA, you'll always be our supermodel.
Wow,
you've totally knocked the room down with a feather with the announcement that you've had breast augmentation.
Yeah, that was a good move, saying that and then getting out of Dodge.
Thank you so much. I learned from the best.
Yeah, well, we've had liposuction, but that pales in comparison to you.
That's right.
Well,
yeah.
And
I wonder if any of that went to her.
And, of course, I'm still using the pump.
We miss you, BA.
Well, I miss you guys. I love you guys.
Love
you too.
All right. Bye, BA.
Bye, BA.
Thanks, Bethann.
There she goes.
Wow. Shocker.
So long, Jiggles.
see a boobsy oopsy.
Cans on McBride.
I get a Ron Burgundy. And Teets McGee. And then she says, good evening. I'm Teets McGee.
Oh, my God.
I had no idea.
That's fantastic.
Hold on. Do you hear that sound right now? Listen. That's the sound of guys going for beach towels.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Across America right now, it's massage time.
You know what? I mean, it's a wonderful development that she's not quitting.
So to speak.
Changes
she's
everything.
Not giving up.
Mm-hmm. She's trying.
She's trying, and I think that's wonderful. Now she could wear the sundress.
Braless.
Braless. All the time. The yellow sundress.
The yellow dress.
Yeah.
The beautiful yellow sundress with the big size C cans.
A hefty C.
Big braless Bethann.
A hefty C.
Look
one can interpret that a number of ways.
Look who's bounding in the room.
Right. Okay. Wow.
What do you think about that development, Buzz?
I'm shocked. I can barely catch my breath.
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
First she dumps the cords, then she adds this.
Incredible.
What a girl wants. What a girl needs.
Wow. Man, that's good. I'm glad we got her back on the phone because I really thought we needed to milk that a little bit more. Thank you. I'm here for another 45 minutes.
Buzz, stand by.
Okay.
Stand by for news and comments.
Yeah.
And big, tall glasses of milk.
That was the best segment ever.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Beth Ham.